I'm told you can talk to the spirits. Consult a spirit for me and bring up the one for me that I name.
Is this a setup? Surely you know what Saul has done. He has cut off all the spiritists and mediums from the land. Why have you set a trap for my life to bring about my death?
Calm down, honey, calm down. As surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this.
Okay. Whom shall I bring up for you?
An old friend. Bring up Samuel.
I see a spirit, but I'm not sure who it is. I am seeing something else too. It's telling me... Oh no! I know who you are! Why have you deceived me like this? You are Saul!
Don't be afraid. Please, tell me, what do you see?
I see a spirit coming up from the ground.
What does he look like?
He is an old man, wearing a robe, and he is coming up.
Yes, yes, that's Samuel.
Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?
Oh, Samuel, I am in great distress. The Philistines are fighting against us. God has turned away from me. He no longer answers me by prophets or by dreams. I had no choice but to call upon you for guidance. Oh, Samuel, I am desperate for an answer.
Why do you consult me now that the Lord has turned away from you and become your enemy? The Lord has done what he predicted through me. The Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and has given it to one of your neighbors, to David. Because you did not obey the Lord and carry out his fierce wrath against the Amalekites, the Lord has done this to you today. The Lord will hand over both Israel and you to the Philistines. And tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me.
Be with you? But that means...
Yes. Your time is up, Saul. Because of your disobedience and disrespect you have shown against God and his people, tomorrow you and your sons will both